This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Broadcasting with Kyle in the front of the classroom today. We're talking about automobile mechanics. In class, you may think this is kind of silly, but imagine you have a flat tire, and you're on the road, and you are fortunate enough to have an older vehicle that has a spare. And you're fortunate enough to have remembered in the past to make sure that your spare tire is inflated. Because a lot of times, out of sight, out of mind, and we just assume that those spare tires hold air forever. And they don't. They leak. And so let's assume that you put air in it and you check it, you know, every couple of months to make sure that your spare has air in it. You have a flat tire, and all you have to do is jack up the car in a safe place, you know, where you won't get run over by vehicles zipping down the road. And God forbid any Teslas are behind you. And so right. And so you go to get that lug nut wrench out. And it's the first time you're going to use it, and you find you can't get the lug nuts off or the lug bolts. This can happen. Absolutely can happen. That's why we use copper coat on the threads and the seating surfaces of lug nuts and lug bolts so that we can get them out the next time. But it took well over an hour to get three of these lug bolts off, which if you use an impact wrench, it should take about 8 seconds. Each. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you, Vince, but I have had not as much experience with the lug bolts as you have, but to me, every time I have had a horrible time trying to get something off like that, it has always been a lug bolt. I have just not had near the trouble with lug nuts as I have with the bolts. And I don't necessarily know the reason for that other than possibly the threads of the bolts go deeper into the hub and you have more thread surface that is rusted, you know, to make it even harder to get out. But it's a problem. I agree with you that, and I think you're going to find that induction thing quite, I've seen that advertised. I don't have one, but I have seen that advertised, and man, it looks like something else. The other thing that you brought up that that is, it's kind of one of the mechanics tricks is that once you heat something up like that, or if you sometimes you just can't get it to go, you've got the torque wrench on it, you've got a lever, you know, a cheater bar on it, and you can't get it to come, try to tighten it. And that's one of the little tricks, and I don't know necessarily why that works, but I do know that I have done it probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 times in my lifetime where I've actually tried to, you know, I just can't get the thing to break loose yet. And then I tried just tightening it, and there's just something about going the opposite direction for just a fraction. Like you said, it's almost imperceptible. But then you turn everything around and put it back over there, and it'll break loose. I do have a couple of this is a prepper tips, Vince, if you would like. I want to go into, I kind of wanted to make sure I get them in the broadcast at least, things that that have come up for me over the last week that that would really benefit people if you'll do it, the things that you're going to want to have. So if you don't mind, Vince, is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Please do.
So a guy I know who's a friend of mine bought a Sears in this little town that's fairly close to us, went out of business. And he went in there and bought a brand new Sears battery charger with a 2-amp, 10-amp, and 50-amp boost. Well, he hooked it up. He needed to jump his car because the car didn't start. And he accidentally hooked it up backwards and put it on the 50-amp boost. And all of a sudden, he said he heard this pop, and obviously nothing happened because he had it directly, you know, wired directly wrong. He hooked the positive connection on the battery charger to the negative post on the battery and the opposite on the other one. Well, he told me, he said, you can just have this thing. I figure it's toast. Well, I know that Schumacher, which is probably one of the best brands of battery chargers there are, probably made this thing. So I said, sure, I'll take it. I mean, I've already got two of them, but never hurts to have another one, and I'll just see if I can fix it. So I took this thing apart, had some little quarter-inch drive screws basically holding it together. I took it apart, and it was so obvious that there was two 25-amp horseshoe fuses. They look like a little horseshoe, and they're what's in most modern vehicles. And this was they make a real small one, then they make a little bit bigger one. This is one of the bigger ones, and it was 25 amps, and two of them hooked it parallel, and both of them had blown. So the tip is this. You want to have a soldering iron that's 60 watts, at least 60 watts. You want to have a soldering iron, and you want some rosin core solder to have in your preps, to be able to solder wires together for an excellent connection, to be able to take a look at something like this. And I just hit it with the soldering iron at 60, the 60-watt soldering iron, and I pulled both of those horseshoe fuses out, and I put two brand-new ones in there and hooked that up to a battery, and it works perfect. So, folks, even if you don't know much about electronics, you can sometimes just look and see something that's obvious with this stuff. And it's, I think if I remember correctly, he paid $70 for it. And so it's just one of those things that, you know, I offered it back to him. I said, you can have it, you know, give me a couple bucks for the fuses. And he said, no. He said, I'd have just thrown it away, that it's yours. And so I got an extra battery charger for basically the cost of maybe, 30 minutes worth of looking at it and a couple of horseshoe fuses. So you want to have a 60-watt pencil type, and I emphasize the pencil type because they can get into really small areas where the pistol type can't. You want at least one, and I saw online that you could buy two of those 60 watt pencil type soldering irons for like $20, both of them, right? So it's better to have a backup. And then you want a couple of rolls of something either called radio solder which is a real soft solder, or you want both. In my opinion, rosin core solder. So that's one prepper tip. The other prepper tip is this. You're going to want to have two types of socket set wrenches, socket sets. You want the SAE that is a quarter inch drive that goes down to really small little bolts and screws. You want a complete set of them. And you want a 3/8 metric set that will go down to a 10 millimeter. And what, after you, that's almost all, the only way you'll usually get them. And you want good, buy good quality tools. But the other thing you want to add to your metric set and your quarter inch drive set is, millimeter sets, millimeter sockets that are smaller than 10 millimeter. Because some of the screws that they put on things that you've got to work on, a lot of them are 7 millimeter. And so you're going to want to make sure I have a 9, 8, 7 and a half, and 7, and 6 and 5 actually too. I've never used the 6 and 5 yet, but I have them down that small to be able to work on things that if you have to get into small areas, you're going to need them. As an example, on my 95 Chevy pickup, the switch control went out on the fan. And so I had high, but I didn't have medium or low. So that told me that the resistors in the fan setup were one, two of them were burned out, the low and the medium, because high would work. So in order to get those out, it takes a little 7 millimeter socket. And about a quarter inch drive is all you can fit in there because it's back behind the glove box, and a real pain to get to. And I'm still kind of fiddling around with that. But because I, I had a rough time finding my 7 millimeter yesterday. I was looking all over the place, and because I don't use it all the time, I didn't really have it, you know, available. And I just got to thinking, you know, I'm going to make sure that that is in my quarter inch drive set, and I'm going to have one in my 3/8 drive set, the 9, 8, and 7, and the 7 and a half. The 7 and a half you almost never use, but it's handy to have those kind of things at least down to 7 in your small socket sets. Because if you ever get stranded or you need to work on something, you might need them. That's just a little prepper tip there of something to add to your repertoire. Your comments, Vince?
Totally agree. And those fuses, class, you can buy them on the internet. And they come from China. They're manufactured in China. You can get a large assortment of them. And, for example, you get from 2 amps to 40 amps a set of, about 100, 120 different fuses. Maybe even larger kits of them have the sizes that would be the ATC. That's a nomenclature for a type of fuse. ATM, micro, mini. And those are those horseshoe-shaped fuses that have different color plastic housings. And so some of them are blue and pink and orange and green and clear. And there are a couple different sizes. So if you get the whole kit for around, typically less than $15, you'll have probably all the sizes that you need. And we keep one of those kits in every one of our cars. Now, they're made in China, and they're not as precise in terms of the current that they will allow before they blow or melt, which is what fuses are supposed to do. They're supposed to fail when there's an overcurrent condition. So they're probably close to their rated amperage. I think they're close enough to use them, and that's why we keep a kit of, let's say, around 150
radio
of them.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
No, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about automotive type things. And I've got a couple comments on what you said about the battery charger, the soldering, iron solder, etc. So, class, there's two kinds of, well, there's three kinds of solder. There is just solid solder, which would be an alloy of probably a couple metals, typically tin and lead. Then there is another kind of solder called acid core solder, which is used for plumbing. And what it is, it's think of it like solder that has a hole in it that runs the length of the rolled solder. And in that hole is an acid-type flux. It's kind of a paste. And it melts as the solder melts. And it kind of cleans the surface with acid. And that's used for copper plumbing, typically. That was before the new solder, which is very little lead because of the concern about lead contamination in the drinking water supply. So now there's a no lead or a very, very low lead solder that is used for plumbing. But for the kinds of purposes that Kyle's been talking about for repairing electrical type devices and the kind of solder that I use to wire our household wiring in the electrical boxes of our farmhouse, I use something called rosin, R-O-S-I-N, core, C-O-R-E, solder. So three words, rosin, core, solder. And it is an alloy, and it's called 6040, 60/40. And that's the kind of solder that I use, and that would be radio solder. So 6040 works really, really well, and you can buy that by the pound if you want. We typically keep about 3 pounds of solder. And the smaller the solder is, the lower the temperature it melts. See, for radio work, you want solder that is really, really thin. Very, very thin. If you're working with plumbing, you don't want thin solder. You want thicker solder. So you can look at, you can go to eBay and you can look at solder. And the pictures are greatly exaggerated. They'll show a picture that looks like you're getting a whole lot of solder and you're getting very little. So I would suggest that you buy solder from an American manufacturer. And I only buy vintage American manufactured solder because I want to trust the connection. And once you apply solder, if you use the wrong solder, you got a real problem getting that off. So I only buy, and I buy it on eBay, Kester, K-E-S-T-E-R brand. This is not a commercial. This is just what I do. So I buy Kester brand solder, K-E-S-T-E-R, at the right diameter for the type of work that I'm working on. So, for example, electronics, very, very thin. And that would be about the thickness of one of those mechanical pencils, the lead of a mechanical pencil, so that's how thin it is. And radio solder, which would be rosin core. And then when it gets down to the soldering iron, I have two. No, actually, I have three. One is a pencil-type soldering iron. Mine is 30 watts, 30 watts. And it works fine for delicate electronic work. So if I'm working on a circuit board or two very small wires, I will use that. Now, the disadvantage of a plug-in soldering iron is you have to plug it in and wait for it to warm up. And then the tip of the soldering iron gets covered with this black goo. And it cakes on and burns on. It's like a carbon, if you will. And what you need to do is scrape that off. And you can use a knife or a screwdriver to scrape that off and then reapply a coat of solder, which is called tinning, T-I-N-N-I-N-G, the tip of the soldering iron. And the reason you do that is if the soldering iron has a coat of solder on, well, just a very thin layer of solder on it, it will transfer the heat from the tip of the soldering iron to the work, the wires or the surface that you're trying to solder. So you need to tin the tip of the soldering iron. Now, the next soldering iron we have is a much heavier one. It's an old-fashioned, probably 60 years old, 60, and it's 50 watts. And it takes a little longer to heat up. Now, the question is, what do you do with soldering iron while it's heating? And you don't want it to land on the surface of a table because you'll burn it, right? And you don't want to touch it because you'll burn yourself. So what I do is I have a piston from a diesel engine, and the piston is semi-hollow in the middle. I have the piston upside down. I put the soldering iron in the piston.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Multiple deaths have been reported after two Army helicopters crashed in southwestern Kentucky during a routine training mission last night. The two HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, part of the 101st Airborne Division, crashed in Trigg County, Kentucky. That's just over an hour's drive northwest from Nashville, Tennessee. A train hauling ethanol derailed this morning in Raymond, Minnesota, igniting several rail cars and forcing nearby residents to evacuate. Raymond is about 100 miles west of Minneapolis. The town is not accessible to the public at this time. After reporting this week on Russia's failing economy, Russia's main security agency says it has arrested the Wall Street Journal reporter for what it described as espionage. Russia's Federal Security Service said this morning it had arrested Evan Gerskovich, a U.S. citizen in the eastern part of the country. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
What? Thank God you're. Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, we're talking about solder, soldering iron, soldering guns. So I keep the soldering iron away from anything that is combustible or can burn should it fall onto the workbench. And our workbench happens to have a plywood surface. So it gets hot, hot enough to melt tin and lead. And by the way, 60-40 solder, 60% tin, 40% lead. So that's what the 60-40 means. And so I happen to use a piston. It has a cut in it so I can literally put the soldering iron across it and it won't roll off. Or I can put the soldering iron tip down into it and it won't fall out. So I'm really careful with using soldering irons. And if you're going to solder multiple wires together or use it for multiple soldering items at the same time, one after the next after the next, soldering iron is the way to go. Now, for a real quick job, I have two soldering guns. They're made by a company called Weller, W-E-L-L-E-R. And the model number that I really, really like, it's a vintage model. Mine is probably around 50 years old, maybe 60. And it's an 8200N, as in Nancy. Weller, W-E-L-L-E-R, 8200N. And this particular one has a little light bulb. It's like a pistol. You squeeze the trigger halfway in, and that's 100 watts. You squeeze it all the way in, and it's 140 watts. So it's a two-heat range soldering gun. And it has two copper type, we'll call them element holders, coming out of the front of this gun. And it has a replaceable tip. And you can buy the tips, and I don't know how much they cost, because I haven't bought one in all these years. I've been using the same soldering gun for 50 years. And the tip wears out. It's just a piece of copper, maybe 3 inches long, 2.5 inches long, and it's bent in the shape of a long U. Well, as they wear out, there are two nuts that hold this copper element in this, the part that actually gets hot. And I have always replaced it when it breaks or wears through with a piece of 12-gauge electrical wire. So I take a piece of cut-off Romex, and I strip the insulation off. Or I use, there's three wires in a piece of 12-gauge Romex, which is household wiring, solid conductor. And I'll strip off about 6 inches. And I will form it into a U-shape, and I can bend it slightly so that it will replace the element that wore out. And I keep doing that as the elements wear out. So I've never actually had to buy a replacement tip. So you can do that. So that the advantage of a soldering gun is you squeeze the trigger, it heats up really fast, and you can get 100 watts of heat, or 140, depending on whether you press the trigger halfway in or all the way in, and it works great. How much were they? Well, they sold for $19.99 when they were new, 50 or 60 years ago. Now, you can buy a used one, exact same one, used, 50 or 60 years old, for about $50. Absolutely true. And I think that is the best soldering gun value in the market. There's another company called Wen, W-E-N. They have a single element. It's nowhere near as good. Nowhere near the durability, nowhere near the life expectancy of the Weller brand. So those are my thoughts on solder and soldering irons and guns. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah. So I should have mentioned both of my 60-watt pencil-type soldering irons that I have, and I have two of them, are adjustable heat, and I really like that. Also, the tips of them are only about made, they come down to a point, like a small little tiny, almost like a small flat blade screwdriver, but they're not over an eighth of an inch in diameter. They're very small. They do make a bigger pencil type, but for electronics work and when you're working in some little bit of a tight space, you want the smaller one. Mine also have five extra different designed tips, everything from a quarter inch wide to just like a needle. So they will do it all, and I love the adjustable part of it. And I agree with you completely, Vince, on the Weller brand pistol type soldering irons. They're very handy. I have two of them as well. They work. I just prefer when I, most of what I do for soldering, because I don't do very much of it, is fairly intricate, like inside inside the case of this battery charger. The other thing I was going to mention on fuses, folks, is this.
So you need to find out in your car what kind of fuses you have, whether they're the small horseshoe or the larger horseshoe, and or do you have any of the very large horseshoe looking fuses. And you will find, I think, at least in my vehicles, 15 and 20 amp, mine are the medium size, in almost all of my cars. So the 15 and 20 are the most common. So even though I've got multiple fuses in the cars, what I have in my shop is I've bought a bulk case of 15s, a bulk case of 20s, and a bulk case of 25. And in each one of these bulk small packages, there's probably 20 different fuses in there, and they're all the same size. All 15s, all 20s, or all 25s. And I keep them because they're the most likely to go out, and I want to have extra of them, whereas your bulk fuse pack, if you get with multiple different sizes, they're very handy. But I want to be able to replace those, the 15, 20, and 25s, which is the most common for me to blow out. Your headlights will be, most of the time, it'll be a 15 or a 20, depending on what you're running. But if you have the really small horseshoes and you have the large, the medium size or the large size horseshoe fuses, they won't fit. So you need to make sure of which size you have in your car and then get a multiple set like that. And they usually comes with a little fuse puller that you can use to do that. And you should travel with a multimeter so you can test your fuses. But if you have problems with your lights, as an example, say your headlights went out, you can pull over, like Vince said, in a safe place. And you can use a flashlight, which you should always carry with you, and see, you take the top of your fuse block, fuse cover off, and it'll say, number three here is for your lights, and it'll say 15 amp beside it. So that's what it should have in it. And if you look over there at the 15 amp and you pull that out and you look through the fuse, there, if it's a gap and there's nothing there, no little silver line going across it, then that fuse is blown. Sometimes they will turn black or darker brown if they blow as well. So that's just something to bear in mind, but make sure you have the correct size fuses for whatever type, for whatever car you're traveling in, to be able to have that with you, and a fuse puller and a flashlight. But that might just save you one of these days. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, and the reason we have the whole kit of all these various sizes is because they're inexpensive and we actually have a business. So what happens is sometimes we'll be out with one of the trucks and one of the customers will blow a fuse, and we have our tool kits with us, and you know, all the appropriate sockets, wrenches, pliers, screwdrivers, you know, those kinds of tools and cables and meters and so forth. But sometimes all they need is a fuse. And if we bring a whole kit with us, we have the fuses for our vehicles as well as repairing vehicles for customers. So that's why we keep a complete set in all of our vehicles. And when I say complete set, I'm talking about one of these Chinese kits. And the place to buy that, I think, is going to be, number one would be eBay, number two would be Amazon. So read the count of the number of fuses that come in the kit. It has little plastic compartments for each of the fuse sizes. But before you buy that, go look under your hood for the kinds of fuses that you need to make sure you're buying the right size, because there's the micro, the mini, the AT, the ATC, etc., different fuses. And when Kyle talked about looking at the fuse, what you can do is when you look at a spare fuse that is good, you will see that it's actually a plastic holder that holds two ends of the fuse that are metal. And then bridging across those two ends of metal, you can see through the plastic lens of the fuse that it's either connected or it's not connected, kind of like a bridge. And if the bridge is blown between the two sides of the bridge, that fuse is no good. Okay? If it's complete, across the bridge, it probably works. So it's great to have extra fuses. And if your car calls for a 15-amp fuse and it blows, that's because too much current was going through the fuse. And it did exactly what it's supposed to do. And they are designed to be disposable. And as compared to a circuit breaker, which is resettable. A fuse is not resettable. When a fuse blows, it becomes useless. So what you could do is replace it with the correct size fuse. Now, some people say, well, if it blew with 15 amps, let me put in a 20 amp, and that ought to fix her. Well, the problem with that is the wiring is designed to handle 15 amps of current. If you put a 20-amp fuse in it, you're putting extra current across the wire, and there's one thing that will happen. It will get hot. The wiring will get hot. And it might get so hot that it burns through the insulation, short burns through the insulation of the wiring next to it in a wire bundle or a harness, and then you have a massive short, and then you have a massive problem trying to fix it. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. There's a car manufacturer by the name of Kia. And Kia has a problem with a wiring harness in the trailer wiring. And what happens with this thing is it melts the insulation. Evidently, something is wrong with the insulation or the gauge of the wire. It gets too hot and it fails. And what happens is the wiring harness could melt, or you could have a fire. Now, I believe it's Kia, so I'm going to look that up during the next commercial break, but I believe it's Kia. And that being the case, what the manufacturer has recommended that the current solution is to pull the fuse for the wiring harness for the trailer connector, because it's affecting the trailer. Have you heard this story, Kyle? This is a kind of a interesting story about a wiring harness that's protected by the fuse, but for some reason doesn't quite work properly, and it can overheat and cause a fire in your house, in your garage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Kyle's with us. You know, I've said it before, and each time it keeps getting better. Record ranking today, class. Kyle's ranking is setting another record just today. Kyle, it's Hyundai and Kia recalled more than 570,000 vehicles due to a fire risk. And so this is a wiring harness risk. And so Hyundai and Kia are telling owners of more than 571,000 SUVs and minivans in the United States to park them outside because the tow hitch harness can catch fire while they're parked or being driven. Seriously. So you can do a search, class. You can type in Kia or Hyundai recall, and you'll find it. And what they're doing is they're telling the dealers to remove the fuse for the tow hitch computer module until they figure out how to fix it. So they'll remove the fuse, which will prevent electric current from going through the wiring harness to this computer module. And they say it has something to do with water getting into this computer module and causing it to fail. It's a serious problem, class. And is it really water? I don't know. What are my thoughts? I think it's salt and water. I think that's really what it is. But, electricity can take water sometimes. It doesn't like it. But, you know, if the water gets in there and dries out, sometimes it's okay. But salt water, not so much because of the corrosion. Kyle, there's one other thing I wanted to mention, and this is a really interesting thing. And this is lug nut socket. So, class, I'm suggesting that you consider taking your tire-changing lug nut wrench or lug bolt wrench out and seeing if it fits your lug nuts or lug bolts. And here's why. Because there's a whole new series of sockets that's being sold. They're called half size. And so, for example, there's a socket that is 18 and a half millimeter. Not 18, not 19, but 18 and a half. Another one that is 22 and a half millimeter. And why is that? Because the lug nuts swell because of the road salt in the water, getting under the lug nuts, and you can't get the standard size that's recommended for your car. You can't get the socket on because the lug nuts swell because of the road salt and moisture. So now we're looking at, for only $67, you can buy a set of five flip sockets or half-size sockets to remove the lug nuts because of the road salt and the swelling of your sockets. And I am not kidding. We had to buy a set because you can't get the sockets on the lug nuts when they swell. And Ford is really problematic. So these things fit GM, Ford, Chrysler, Toyota, Honda, Range Rover, and others. Just wanted to suggest that you consider that. So does the actual lug nut socket or wrench that came with your car, if you were fortunate enough to have a vehicle with a spare tire, does it actually fit? Because it might have fit on day one, and it might not fit today. Kyle, is this unbelievable or what?
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, I'm going to say something, Vince, about Hyundai and Kia both. And for that matter, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, they make these little cars, and they make them disposable, folks. They don't put, in my opinion, they don't put very good engineering in them. American-made used to be the best. But there's a reason that Toyota and Honda pretty much own the small car market, because they will go 250,000, 300,000 miles with just good maintenance fairly often. I mean, we used to say that there was two engines that we saw go over 300,000 miles more than any other. And that was, one was any four-cylinder Toyota was just like amazing. I love those engines, especially in the earlier models, anything pre-2012. Honda will do that usually as well. But the other engine was the 6-liter General Motors V8 that they put in the heavy-duty trucks. They just last and last. They don't get very good mileage, but they just last and last. And, again, one other thing, folks, I'll just throw this out there. So if you buy, let's just say, a General Motors truck, and you've got the choice between a 5.7 or a 6-liter, and you work and you're going to use this truck for hauling or whatever, I highly suggest you get the 6-liter. The 6-liter will go down the road at about probably 11, 12 miles to the gallon. And with the 5.7-liter, you might get 13 or 14 at best. So you might gain a couple of miles per gallon, but the difference in towing ability is just amazing. The 6-liter, in my opinion, is one incredible engine that General Motors made back in the day. It just it works excellent, and we've seen them go over 300,000 miles many times. So that's just a little tidbit, and if you're going to buy a little car, I highly suggest you just buy Toyota or Honda. I have just had incredible luck with them, and I'm sorry to say that. I wish I could say you have no idea how my heart aches to be able to say, you know, buy a Chevy, buy a Ford, buy a Chrysler, but they just have had such poor engineering for so long now in those cars, that the smaller ones in particular that just drives me crazy.
Lowest prices on your air.
Very well. Very well.
Call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. 4535.